Blog Talk Radio.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
Hello to all you beautiful earth angels, wherever and whenever you may be listening to this show across the entire globe. Today is Monday, March 14th, 2022, and I'm your host, Shishi O'Donnell, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach, angel intuitive, and divine lifestyle consultant, and you're now listening to International Angels Network. We're a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics. And we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 563-999-3542. That is 1-563-999-3542. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You'll see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we're live on the air. Make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or your Skype keypad if you'd like a free mini reading from me, and then you will be in the queue. So, welcome everyone. I'd love to start by all of us putting our hands on our heart, and I just want you to see any stress, fear, doubt, worry, negativity, uncertainty, any discordant beliefs that are putting you in a bad mental state, just see it almost like motor oil just coming out of the bottom of your feet to be transmuted by Mother Earth, and just be willing to release everything that's not you. Some of this has been injected by outside sources, whether it's the news constantly programming and pounding fear and separation and lack and scarcity and negative messages, or through other people, or through actual negative, you know, events that you are seeing in your life or all around you. We are releasing, we're willing to release the negative effects that have kind of clogged up our filter, or maybe causing us to be not aware of the divine perfection in all and in ourselves. And we're letting go of this muddiness, and we're allowing our true lights to shine as we release. So just keep picturing, maybe you can breathe in white light and then just exhale this dark smoke energy, and then see this dark motor oil coming out of the bottom of your feet as you just let go of all of it. Everything that's been bugging you. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now, and no one really knows what's going to happen, and there's a lot of pain and suffering, and there's a lot of hell on earth. And we as light workers are here to anchor heaven on earth. That doesn't mean to Pollyanna and just be like, who cares about the suffering, who cares about the war, we just love everyone. And not, it's, we have awareness that there is a lot of darkness and sadness and challenges, and we view it with compassion, and our hearts are open, and we send our light to those situations through prayer. And we also, and if we can physically do things, if we have the financial means to contribute to, this can be a neighbor next door or to anyone on the street that you run in, or friends that you see who have GoFundMes, or it could be sending money to Ukraine or buying Airbnbs for people in Ukraine. If you have the financial means, please do that, but also energetically sending love and seeing, even though it seems like chaos and a big mess, trusting the divine perfection in all as we are going through the birthing pains of the birth of the new earth right now. And it's, you know, in the birthing pains time, and the birth process is very messy and bloody and painful. and then a new baby is born. And I do believe we are birthing the new earth as we speak, which is a world that works for everyone as we continue to anchor in that vision of heaven on earth, people caring about each other, people remembering and realizing we're all connected. The power of community, of common unity, remembering everyone is their other self. And if people are showing up in our lives, they are our divine assignments. So rather than having to solve every future problem and worrying about what's going to happen, you know, and then, you know, ruminating about the past and what you should have done differently, the magic lies in that eternal moment of now, which is really all any of us have. It was now when we were 5 years old. It was now when we're 20 years old. It's always only been now. So let us all just breathe into our hearts and anchor into this zero point energy of a chargeless state of acceptance and gratitude for life, the gift of life, exactly as it is now, without resisting and saying shouldn't. It causes a huge energetic drain to be going around pointing fingers saying this shouldn't be. Sometimes to have newness, it does require pain. Like many people who have loved ones pass away, it's the worst thing in the world that could happen to you, but it turns out later to be a catalyst for your greatest spiritual awakening and your greatest gifts. Grace can take place. Often people say, whether it was a car accident or some kind of crisis, that they look back at their life and how their trajectory of their life changed forever, but it was for the better, even though it was a very dark time. So with the war in Ukraine and some people calling it the Third World War and all the fear, it could be considered a very dark time. And I would love for us all to, now that we released a lot of that yucky stuff, we are going to pull in some light from the creator of all light, the creator of our souls, Father, Mother, God, Source, Prime Creator, you know, existence, whatever you want to call it. This is the all that is, that we're all connected to. We're all individualized aspects of this wholeness of all that is. And if you can picture the sunlight, you know, the sun is about the brightest thing we have, and to kind of orient to, I often think of those NASA pictures of the sun coming up over the earth, and it's just like blinding that light. So the sun in our solar system, as in all solar systems, the suns are powered by this massive sun called the Grand Central Sun in the center of the multiverses. I sometimes picture that as like the solar plexus or the center, the soul center of the creator of all. And it's shining through our sun, and then that sun is powering our own internal suns. So let us imagine this Grand Central Sun pouring light into the top of our heads and seeing it go through all the areas that we just released, our yucky feelings and stress and fear and uncertainty and doubt and shame and guilt and regret and all those things that don't feel resonant because they're not who we really are, and allow that light to reinform our cells and enter every atom, tissue, and organ of our being and light us up with this love intelligence. This light that is love intelligence, it's information, it's love, it's who we really are. And we now feel and remember that we're divine, that we are one with the divine, that our life is the life of God, and that we, our job here is to express our unique individualized lights and our soul's purpose, our unique purpose, which has to do with our gifts that we were gifted, you know, at birth, that are unique things that we get to express and share. Life on earth has often been so challenging, especially for our ancestors, that they didn't have the luxury of hanging out and trying to figure out what's my purpose, what do I love to do? You know, they were working for survival. And many of us in our current world are still in that template of surviving versus thriving. And we are moving, I believe, out of that separation world where you're just here to, you know, survive, and we're moving into a world of thriving where every being gets to thrive and have all their needs met, not only their food, clothing, shelter, and belonging needs, like belonging to a tribe and a family, but also their needs to be able to express their creative gifts or whatever it is that they're here to contribute. And I'm visioning this world daily. I'm visioning the world that I want to live in. And I'm trying to embody this light in my own body and be the change I wish to see in the world by healing my own rifts and relationships and healing every area where I feel separate from others, where I feel judgment, or I feel the desire to war. Because all we can do is, in addition to sending light and prayer and sometimes financially contributing, is to work on our own personal lives and to be the change. So that's what we can do in this time of unprecedented change and craziness. And I'm starting to get this pounded into me, not only the message that how important it is to have community and to love each other while we're here, but just that the only constant in life is change. We must not, humans are very attached to things being a certain way and staying a certain way. And, you know, the gas prices are higher. That does seem unfair, but they should always be low. And this should be not be this way. And that takes a lot of energy to be shooting up a storm, shooting on yourself and others in the world constantly. What if we can just be more like the river and the flow and surrendering and going with the flow of whatever's presenting and what is the divine assignment for the day? And we're in the present and we show up. It might be make a phone call today. It might be, you know, do some self-care. I mean, always self-care is really, and self-compassion is at the forefront of what we're needing to work on. Because when we have our own resources filled up in our heart, when we are having our own needs met, then we can be of service to others. And when we're trying to give without refilling up our own sources or resources, we are depleted and we have resentment and we have sickness and so forth. So self-love is so important. And when we remember we're divine, everything changes. It's impossible to remember you're divine and feel afraid. It's impossible to remember you're divine and feel judgmental toward every single, you know, other people that are not subscribing to your beliefs. You know, it's impossible to feel unworthy when you remember you're divine. You remember you're worthy of every good thing. You're trusting and you don't feel fear. God doesn't feel fear. When you remember you're divine, you don't feel fear. And you get into that beautiful transcendent state. They call it the peace that passes understanding. It's unshakable inner peace. And in my book, that is the greatest riches the universe has to offer, as well as the unconditional love, of course, which is the greatest power, is unconditional love. And that's why we're here. Ultimately, our purpose, our individual, you know, some is to share music, some is to have creative business solutions or sustainable living solutions. Some people, it's painting and creating beautiful works of art that inspire. Everyone's different, but ultimately we're all here to master unconditional love for ourselves and others. So I have learned, I've gotten like a masterclass lesson the last couple months in how to go with the flow and to not resist and to be with what is. My mother actually was diagnosed with lung cancer, and then within 10 days she passed away. I luckily got to go home to Chicago and spend 3 days with her before she passed and say goodbye and be with my family. And that was February 12th. And then I've been grieving that, but also had a lot of beautiful healing moments with her spirit, because while she was alive, we really didn't see that eye to eye. I really hid my spiritual side because I felt she was very, very, very religious Catholic and very into the dogma. And she believed that it was not good to be doing anything that could be termed psychic or intuitive. It was like a real danger, Will Robinson word to her. And I really hid that kind of metaphysical side of myself with her. And I was very careful. You know, I feel I did accept her exactly as she was and exactly as she wasn't, and we did find some common ground, and I did talk to her very often, but I did hide a huge part of who I was. And about a couple weeks after I got home from the funeral, I was writing, this song was coming through with my friend Athena Starseed. It was called 10,000 Years of Peace, and it was just flowing. It was such a beautiful song, and we were having a prayer, a peace kind of prayer circle. And that song came through, and then I was recording it on my like voice memo on my phone. And then, you know, I pressed pause, and then her and I were talking. Then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, a song I'd started writing for my mom in the middle of the night, I was woken up, and it sounded really bad because it was just like I was sleeping and it was just almost unintelligible. It was just like, Mom, you know, thank you, Mom, for being so lovely, something like that. But it was that song just came through, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my mom is coming through to say hello. And before she passed, she was losing her sight the last year before she passed, and she had lost 75% of her sight. And my friend didn't know about the fact that she was losing her sight, but she's also an intuitive like me, a professional intuitive. And she said, oh my gosh, your mom is coming through so strong, and she wants you to know the scales have fallen from her eyes, and she now understands you so much, and she totally gets what you're doing, and she's your biggest cheerleader. And I felt this just total excitement and unconditional acceptance. And finally, like this part of me that always wanted to be accepted and didn't feel accepted, I felt this rush of my mom's embrace and just supporting me. It was just so powerful that I had that experience of her soul. And I felt her just by my side, just like kind of so proud of me. You know, she never really understood what I was doing. It was like, angels, like, what are you doing? Like, and you get, that's not, you know, it's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Jesus-based. Otherwise, it's not good. She didn't understand the whole angels just being messengers of love of God. And I would try and explain that I'm life coaching, but doing it with intuition, but it never really, but now she totally gets me. So I have had a beautiful healing with my mom's soul. Now, many people around me seem to be choosing to go to the other side on some level. My neighbor was this total earth angel. He went out of his way for everyone. He would just detail my car for fun all the time. He was constantly, you know, birthdays, he would bring over these, he was an artist. He made these beautiful flower arrangements from flowers in his garden and painted the vase. And it turns out while my mom was sick and dying, he got a tooth infection and passed away at age 67 years old. That was like around the same time my mom passed away. Shockingly, yesterday I went to go meet a good friend of mine to go to her daughter's play, and she didn't answer the door. This is, some of you are longtime listeners might remember, I went to Mount Shasta to this beautiful home for a private retreat for a month in June. And this woman is a dear friend of mine. Her name is Tison. And she did so much. She cooked healthy meals for me and taught me about mindfulness with eating. And we spent time in nature, slowing down and swimming in lakes and getting in my body and releasing years of trauma through all kinds of inner work. And she's just a beautiful, powerful healer. And it turns out they're not 100% sure what caused it, but she passed away on Saturday, and no one really knew. So Sunday when I went there and she didn't answer, and she's my age, 53, they sent the police over, and it turns out she had died. So once again, another thing just threw me into this, wow, life is so impermanent, and just we never know. We cannot take life for granted. Let's just express how much we love each and every person in our lives. Every time we see them, don't ever miss. Every soul is so precious. She may have, we're not 100% sure, the autopsy hasn't been completed, but I know she had many different healing modalities, and she's always concerned with purity and cleansing and a little almost over the top with that, but she did have this ozone machine, and where they found her was on the bathroom floor and near the ozone machine. So it may have had something to do with that. I know if you use it wrong, it can be very powerful, but we'll see what happens. But the point is that we never know the time or the day or the hour, and people we love can pass any day. And if you live, you really can't go wrong with that philosophy, which is treating every day as though it could be your last, because it actually could. And what would you say to everyone in your life if this was your last day? If we were all doing that, not being zombies on automatic pilot, just worried about this and that and trying to get through our day, if we were really just like aware and present to the preciousness of these beautiful souls that surround us, yes, many of us have a lot of friends. It's hard to be present to every single one. But whoever is showing up in your field, is your divine assignment for that day. Are you being present with them? Are you really expressing your love? Are you withholding anything? Are you holding any grudges? You know, it just makes so much sense to get fully complete with any person who there may have been some misunderstanding. Some people hold grudges for years and years and years for, you know, no reason, just out of habit, or that's how they were trained to do it. It's just so silly. really all that matters is love and being there for each other and helping each other. And really helping remind each other who we really are. You know, we are very human, and no one needs to be put on a pedestal like that they're better than anyone else. But we do, I feel, to have a harmonious life. If we're running around in the Bible, it talks about, take the plank out of your own eye before you point out other people's slivers in their eye. That's not the exact phrase, but something like that. But we all, the angels see us, and they don't look at our character flaws. They're focused on our higher self and empowering our higher self. And we as earth angels can do that for each other. If we choose to focus on what's wrong in each other and in the world, we do amplify that. But if we choose to focus on what's right, and if we choose to focus on the divinity in each of us, like that's why I love the namaste Sanskrit phrase that means the divinity in me honors the divinity in you, and a deep bow. It's really like weird knowing no matter what human traits you might be showing right now, I know you're divine, and I'm seeing your higher self version, and I'm empowering that version. There may be people in our lives that they're not really showing their higher self necessarily. And when we shift our focus, not on this is a problem person or whatever you want to call it, but this is seeing them happy, seeing them being the woman or man they're capable of becoming in the highest way possible, seeing them letting go of the pain. I mean, basically most bad behavior has to do with trauma and wounds and trying to get love in a roundabout way. You know, some children never got attention or love, but when they threw a tantrum, they finally got attention. So sometimes bad behavior in adults is really a roundabout way of trying to get attention, which they interpret as love, because the one thing we know for sure that really drives humans is this underlying feeling that that they want to be loved and respected. So it's always there craving, that craving is there. And not everyone has a practice where they're connecting deliberately with God every day, whether it's meditation or just putting your hand on your heart and feeling love and opening your heart. Some people just are forgetting that they're connected to God, and they're, when you have that connection, it's strong and you filled up your own love in your heart and you feel loved. It's a lot easier to be gentle on others going through life. But if you are starving for love kind of a thing and respect, and you're just like trying so hard at work to get money, to be successful so you can be respected, or trying to look so perfect so that you can find love. And it's this never ending driven feeling. It's just so horrible. What if right now, exactly as you are, and you are absolutely worthy of love, and whatever you've done or not done, it doesn't matter. You're absolutely worthy of love. What if that is the absolute truth? And I do know it is. So imagine the same love that you feel when you see a baby and or a puppy or a kitten, when you're just like, it's so cute, I love it. That feeling of absolute love welling up in your chest. Imagine that feeling and that little puppy, and just turn that same love that you'd give toward a little puppy on your own inner child. And if you start your day like this, your heart fills with so much joy and love, and you're kissing your little inner child on the cheek, and you're hugging yourself, and you're saying, I love you, you're so precious, I love you, you're doing so great. And that feeling of needing attention and wanting attention and love is filled up. So when you're going in the world, it's not like you have this agenda or you're thirsting or starving for love. You remember your love, and it's all filled up. And so that you're much more able to be present to each person as a beautiful gift that is coming into your life for a reason. And sometimes that gift is like, in the case of abusive relationships, or maybe people who are not respecting boundaries and are pushing you, the gift is for you to stand in your sovereignty and to speak your truth and to say, no, that's not okay. So, and to choose differently and to lovingly choose to separate, in our conscious community in the LA area and beyond, they call it conscious uncoupling. It's such a powerful way to still have respect for each other, but choose to move on and choose something different. We're not in the 1950s where you made your bed, now you have to lie in it. you know, and you have to suffer for the rest of your life if you're not happy. You can actually choose differently. So, yes, the only thing constant in life is change. So how do we be okay with this uncertainty? We really don't have a choice. Life right now is pretty clearly very uncertain and no one knows what's going to happen. So to have that practice where you are anchored in that feeling of love that really takes a minute, just sending your inner child love, and then you're breathing and you're listening, and then secondly, you're in this now moment focusing on your breath, and the answers are all there. All you need is to be present in each now moment to be given the next instructions for how to move on and what to do next. So I have a group coaching, and the next session is starting on March 27th. It's every Sunday from 4 to 5:30 Pacific time on Zoom. And it is so powerful to be in a community of people who are supporting each other and having an anchor, a weekly anchor to put practices in place where you get to remember that you're divine and you get to hear other people share their stories. And so many people had breakthroughs. We just completed the first 12-week group coaching last week. You know, one girl got three times, you know, her normal, she actually said 10 times her salary. First, she got a three times raise. And then her income increased 10 times. We talk about the topics of what it means to live a divine life, including basically connection and abundance and sovereignty and freedom and creativity and love and all those things. And we expound upon them. And then we hold each other accountable to what we say we want in our lives. And it's very powerful. So if you're interested in that, please go to my website. It's Live a Divine Life. com, Live a Divine Life, D-I-V-I-N-E. And there are little tabs there, and there's one that says group coaching. So you can sign up there. It's only $97 a month, and you can join and cancel anytime if you want to give it a try. But I must say, there's something so powerful about not trying to do it all yourself. We're not islands. We need each other. We need common unity or community to help us. And there's something so beautiful and magical that happens when a group of people come together and synchronize with all our individual energies. I see it like we're all different colors. We all have a signature soul song vibration. And when we come together and harmonize, it's so beautiful, supporting each other. And when you have 20 people, 30 people who are holding this vision of you, it helps you to raise your vibration and kind of be that person, your higher self. It's, you know, so that's what we do. It's like this, it's kind of like this call that we're on, but it's in a group of people and we do different specific topics each week. So we are going to take live angel reading calls, mini readings in a couple minutes. let's see. I'm going to open my thing to see who's here. Okay. Listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. We also take your calls for angel messages live on the air. If you're not able to join us live, you can catch the archived podcast on Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Player FM, CastBox, Radio Public, Podcaster, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, MyTuner Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Apple TV, Roku TV, and other smart TV devices. You can also find us on YouTube Live. Please go to YouTube and search International Angels Network. Make sure to subscribe and click the bell icon to get notifications. For every 100th subscriber, you'll be entered into a drawing for free gifts. So give us a ring at 563-999-3542 and make sure that you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak with me or if you'd like to call in for with specific questions for mini readings. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm Shishi O'Donnell. I love empowering people through my one-on-one divine life coaching as well as readings. If you're going through a transition in life with work, relationships, or any other area, you can contact me for a free 30-minute discovery call. where I can offer you solutions and support to live a life that's in alignment with your soul and a life that you absolutely love. My number is 323-251-1955, 323-251-1955. So our first caller is Maria from New York. Are you there, Maria?
Ma.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm a sort
Hi.
Of your mother. I'm a sort of your
Oh,
mother.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Yes, that was very, very, very hard, but I know she's happy on the other side.
Right. I got a question in mind, please. I went to Cinnamon. She's going to be bigger. I can buy property overseas near the water.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you say about a settlement?
Yes. She's going to be bigger. So, I can buy property near the water overseas.
So your question is, are you going to get a settlement and be able to buy property on the water?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
well,
a beautiful idea.
So is this a legal case that you've been waiting for the final outcome?
Yes.
I hate to disappoint you, Maria, and, you know, what I'm getting is a no. I really do. I wish I could just tell you what you want to hear. So here's what the angels really want you to know about it. Whether that settlement comes through or not, that you have all the riches of the universe within you, and you have riches in all your relationships, and you can create your own money through very unique ways where you will feel very abundant. And I would like to say that many people just like, if I only won the lottery, then I'd be truly happy. If I only had a lot of money, then I'd be truly happy. It's just not true. Many people have a lot of money. Many people win the lottery and it ruins their lives. But for the angels want you to focus on the riches that you already have in your life right now. I have two card decks out. One of the card decks has 44 cards. The only card in this deck that says no is one card out of 44, and that's the card I pulled for your question. So it doesn't mean you can't go on vacation to a beautiful place with a home on the water, which I can see you doing and loving it. But that's what I'm getting for you, and I hope I don't disappoint you too much, but I want to remind you of the riches in your life that you have right now, energetic riches. Okay, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, love. Big hugs. Thank you. Ciao. We have Katie from Nevada. Are you there, Katie?
Hello? Yes. Hi.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Sending you much love.
Oh, I feel it. It's one of those things that's so hard. It's like, you don't know what to say, but it is one of those things that is a part of life. We don't live forever. If we did, we would probably take life for granted. So in a way, it's a built-in thing that helps us not take life for granted. Otherwise, we just coast on because you can never die. And you know what I mean? So even though I miss my mom, I'm grateful that she left, you know, a lot of body pain and physical challenges, and she's on the other side where there is no pain. So what's your question, or what area did you want to focus on, Katie?
Work, please. I sent a presentation to a man. His name is Vince. I was wondering if he'll accept my project to work with, or if not him, if Ian would, one of these two gentlemen.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting a yes or no on either of those two gentlemen, but what I do sense in your voice is a lot of hesitation, and it's a lot of giving your power away. And the cards I pulled for you are Sacred Plan and Courage and Bravery. So there's something energetically that needs to shift in you for the things you're creating to be taken as incredibly valuable, if that is making sense.
Yes.
Like something in you has to be – this is going to solve all your problems. I'm 100% sure this is what you need. But the way you are coming across is like, do you think, I hope, what do you think it's going to be? And I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just giving you
a
little kind of feedback of that energy of not sure if you're worthy is picked up. It's an energetic that's picked up. It kind of works the opposite. Like if you saw Inventing Anna, you know, she was like super entitled and everyone just fell for all her BS. There are certain people in this world who don't have a lot of talent, but because they're so sure of themselves,
yeah.
they have people throwing money at them. You know what I mean? It's kind of ironic. And so for you, who I feel are very talented and that you, but there's a bit of courage and bravery that needs to be ramped up a little bit. Right. So I love what you're doing and I do believe in your, what it was that you presented to them. Did you say it's a project?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is the nature of the project?
It's a film.
Okay.
What I want to produce.
All right. So the sacred plan part is I feel that your idea for the film is definitely very high vibrational and real, but there's a bit of your presentation energetically that's missing. Mm.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm going to just... It says, when this card appears, you're being encouraged to move into a state of surrender, where you recognize that, yes, your intentions have an impact on the creation of your life, but how those intentions unfold is not down to you, but in the hands of God. So if this project through those two people is for your highest good, yes, that's going to happen. I'm not feeling the timing is exactly right and the people are exactly right. So, but you're also not at the level of that you could be with complete confidence, right? Like,
yeah,
this is something that we need to have because it's an amazing story that's going to change people's lives. You feel it, but there's a little bit of hesitancy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, definitely.
So let's just get that out of your body once and for all right now, because I think it's affected your whole life, like a slight fear of worthiness. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we want to just fly out of your body right now. It's 2022. And I just, you know, you've been identifying with yourself as Katie, this small person who'd be lucky if that finally dream comes true. Oh, please, God, let it come true. You're not in your sovereign creator state. You're in your kind of hoping and wishing, right? Not that you have the power. We want to give the power back to you. So, you know, your aura is like 6 inches around your body. When you fly into deep space with me right now, just take a deep breath. Picture your aura expanding miles. And you remember you're a super sparkly sun that's infinite. You can't die. And here you are in this interactive video game called, you know, Life on Earth. And anything is possible. You can have, you know, Abraham Hicks says it's as easy to build a castle as it is a button to create it. So how big are you willing to have it? And can you get that? Of course, you're divine and you deserve to have your dreams come true. And what you're creating is something that will benefit humanity. Do you feel your film is something that will benefit humanity?
Yes.
There's no reason to not play full out and to get to have it made. It may not be from those people, but guess what? There are millions of other people who money is no object. And if you come from, with the divine perspective of tuning in every day, where do I go? What do I do? What do I say? And to whom? You'll be guided to the right people. I would really call them and say, like, I really want you to give me 100% feedback, yes or no, and just super honest as you can be, but very confidently call them. Do you know what I mean? Not like, I hope, but just like, and be open to a miracle happening around it, because it's such a sacred plan. It's like there is a divine timing happening here. Does that make sense?
Wow, yes.
Yeah, and the courage bravery card has to do with, you don't have to be scared around people who are quote unquote VIPs or big producers or people with money. You are a VIP. The angels want you to start seeing yourself like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do know a film producer. She was in my group coaching that we just completed. She makes films all the time. Yeah. She's originally from New York. So I will be happy to send her your, You could send it to me in an email. I could forward it to her, you know, and that's the whole thing. As a human family, the people you know, you are one or, you know, they say 6 degrees of separation, but you'd be surprised when you share what your dreams are. Somebody very close to you knows the person who can make those dreams come true, right?
Yes, yes.
So you want to keep the faith. It's not just Ian and that other guy that's your only hope. They might be, I'm feeling it's like a maybe, but most likely a no. But who cares?
Wow.
There's a bunch of other people who can make it happen. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So let's
right.
get into that infinite possibility is miracles every moment flow. That's what we're here to do. So go
yeah.
ahead and send me an email to liveadivinelife444
okay.
at gmail.com. Oh. Liveadivinelife444@gmail.com, and I'll pass it on to my friend who is a producer.
You're amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're amazing too, Katie. Not that's the thing. You're so humble and you're so sweet, and you just but you do put others on a pedestal and put yourself lower, and it's not the truth. I want you to start really knowing you're divine, amazing, magnificent, talented, and you deserve to have all your dreams come true. And really feeling it, embodying it. So whatever you can work on with affirmations to kind of get that level of confidence so that you can make those crazy calls and just balls to the wall kind of a thing, like asking for what you want, right?
Yeah.
This is what I have. This is going to happen. This is my vision. This, you know, let's make this happen. There's something's got to shift in your demeanor for you to make these dreams come true in reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for
totally
your call, Katie.
It.
It does?
Thank
okay,
you.
Awesome.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
God bless
thank you.
You.
So
okay.
much.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Love. All right, have a good evening. Thanks. So we have Tracy from Florida. Hi, Tracy, are you there? Tracy? Okay, we'll go
oh.
to Mindy.
Hello?
Oh, you are there? Hi.
I myself on mute.
Hi. Oh, okay. How are you, Tracy? How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you.
How can I help you, love?
I'm kind of in a, I don't know which way to turn. I mean, I'm just so confused right now in regards to, you know, career, finances, and everything is like starting to hit at once. And I'm just getting to the point where I'm like, what do I do?
What's starting to hit? What do you mean by everything starting to hit?
It's like things. The car acting up, the, you know, just different things that's going on. You know, it didn't start until I decided to make the first move into a new direction. So.
What didn't start? I'm sorry. I couldn't catch what you said.
I'm just saying I'm trying to make, turn over a new career, new thing, and
okay.
then I have all these obstacles that presented itself.
Okay,
so
what's happening, you're not the only one whose kind of life is disintegrating and you like you thought you had things figured out and nothing's in place. It's like kind of this nebulous stew of infinite possibilities but no idea what you're supposed to do. There are so many people in that space right now, and it's not a bad space. You know, if you heard about the caterpillar when it becomes a butterfly, first it melts into a pile of goo, and then it becomes this beautiful, powerful butterfly. But you're in the transformation stage of trying to get clarity about who you want to, who are you and who do you want to be. And so because it's nebulous, it's murky, it's like, I don't know. It's like you have some idea, but you're not who you used to be. And the same old isn't going to keep going. So the only place to go in that space is what? The caterpillar disintegrates and surrenders to the transformation. So you're being asked to surrender first to... There's nothing wrong here, and there's nothing to control, even though it seems like there's wrong things happening. You're being asked to get into the space of trust in the nothingness, right? You don't know what's going on. You don't know which way is up. And in that nothingness space, some beautiful things will emerge. The card I pulled for you is vulnerability and freedom. What's more vulnerable than melting into a pile of goo and you have no idea who you are and you're about to rebirth yourself? Nothing. You are meant to be sharing with all your friends and everyone in your family. I'm in a tough time right now, guys. I don't know what I'm doing. I need some clarity. I need support. You know, do you have any ideas for me? And just being open or being in the meditation silence and waiting for, but you definitely need to not be all trying to do it all yourself. You need to be able to ask for help. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then the other card I got for you is trust the universe. So you're kind of being brought to your knees to the surrender place where the only option is to trust. The question is, do you have faith? Do you think God loves you? You know,
yeah.
God does love you. I'm just reminding you in case you forgot. And of course, you know, trust the universe. When you follow the step-by-step guidance, sometimes it's going to be just lay down and do nothing right now and just breathe. And then you're going to get an inclination to meet someone for coffee or to go to, and then you'll be like, oh, we need someone here. Oh, great. I'm good at that. It's something like that. But when you're stuck in a place of trying to figure it out with your own mind, you're going to be stuck in a loop. Is that what's been kind of happening?
Yeah.
Like you don't know what, and you're like trying to figure out the hows yourself. So do me a favor and just stand in the future that you want, which is seeing the numbers in the bank account that you want to have, seeing yourself going to a job that you totally love, that feels like it resonates with you, and seeing your coworkers and how much you love them, and it's so fun, and seeing yourself in a place that you love, and just see and feel that feeling of inner peace, fulfillment, and joy, and just let the universe figure out how that you're going to reach that state. And you follow the moment by moment guidance. That's your only job. You don't have to figure out every single thing yourself. You're just letting go of fear. That's probably your full-time job right now, letting go of fear and getting into faith, right? We're
mm-hmm.
all having to do this right now, not just you. Like all of us on planet Earth are having to do that. Anyways, I thank you so much for your call, love, and sending you good vibes and seeing things turn around for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? You're welcome, love. Have a good night. So we have Mindy from L.A., are you there,
Hello.
Mindy?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to hear that. So what's happening in your
Thank
world?
You. Lots of different changes. I'm in gratitude, and I was interested to hear about angel messages. So I don't know if I asked
yeah.
a question or I'm so open to the process. Whatever I need to hear, I'd be very
All
grateful
right.
to receive anything.
I love it. Well, angels are messengers of love. And let's see. Let me tune into you. How are you doing with relationships?
Currently, I don't have a love relationship, but I have relationships with business.
Mm-hmm. Because the main thing the angels want to bring to your attention is the quality of life. The quality of your life depends upon the quality of your relationships. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily mean if you don't have a romantic relationship, then you have a terrible life. But we're talking about the people, your friendships, the people you're in relationship
yes.
with. So the first thing mm-hmm. is your relationship with yourself. And I have pulled a card, an angel message. So it shows a woman standing there with her arms outstretched to the sun. And this is, and it says Father, Mother, God. So first, the most important relationship is your relationship to your creator of your soul, Father, Mother, God, and feeling really loved and seen and connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then loving
mm-hmm.
yourself, your relationship with yourself. So when you're in a state of remembering that who you really are is love, then every person, when you leave the house, every potential stranger is a new friend, brother, lover, beloved, sister, you know, their family. It's our human family in the world. The angels want
Right.
you to start orienting yourself and really believe and understand this. This is your human family. Do you understand, you know,
Uh-huh.
and to call and reach out and get together. Business is great,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you get money, which I've recently started calling money fun fuel to take the significant out of it. Oh, I have some more fun fuel to do more fun things.
That's cute.
You know, but it's not the meaning of life, right? So
uh-huh.
if you take some of that heaviness out of, like, I'm, you know, it's good
mm-hmm.
to be good at business, but if you don't have beautiful, loving relationships, there's no point. You know, you're on your deathbed. Who cares how much money you have? Nobody. It's about how did you love? When you go to the other side, all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, report their near-death experiences, the only question they ask you is, how did that relate to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you, is it something that you're loving yourself, loving others, or, you know, whatever it is. So the next card I pulled is expect miracles. So that's an angelic message
that's
for you.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have been someone who is logical-minded mostly and, you know, that could be why you're successful at business or, you know, it's time to let go of some of that logic, even though it's great, and be open to infinite possibilities and miracles transforming your life. And I see how your life will transform is by going to places where you meet new friends, like meeting new friends slash family members that you just love experiencing things with. There is a movie called Into the Wild. I don't know if you saw that, about a gentleman who came from wealthy parents and his dad gave him a $37,000 check. I think it was that. I don't know how much it was, but it was in the 90s, this movie was, for him to go to college. And he took that money and gave it to Oxfam or one of those, or one of those things that feeds the world. And he decided to go on an adventure to Alaska, right? Have you seen that show, movie?
No, it sounds good.
So I highly recommend watching that movie because the message in that he realized is that happiness is only real when shared. That's the main realization he had after being in the wilderness by himself for months. It's a beautiful movie. It's one of the it's the only movie I've ever seen actually where I was in the theater and I went to the bathroom afterward and I actually bawled at the top of my lungs in the bathroom stall. Because it was so profound. It was so moving. It was so good. You know, and So I'd highly recommend watching that for you. And then the last card I got is intuition and downloads. So that has to do with you are getting information. I do feel you're great at getting information and inspired ideas for your business. And now let's transform that from just business-wise to other areas of your life. Like what do you love and enjoy doing? What's your favorite way to spend your time?
Well, I love music.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up because sometimes people forget. I do think personally music is one of the best gifts of life and it's free. I mean, if you have Spotify and you it's like a cocoon of love. When you play music, you're just basically surrounded by this high vibe. So do you like to go see live music or just listen to music?
Yeah, I like live music, but now that the world is coming off pause, that'll be something I'll be doing.
Yeah, your angels want you to get out there and have some fun. That's like the main thing, and meet new friends and make some new relationships that really fulfill your soul. So that's what they have for you.
I love it. It was really wonderful. Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling, Mindy. Okay, you too.
Bye.
So we have a Blog Talk Radio chat room question from Major Love. Oh, my name is Yvonne. Do you see me moving? If so, which month? Because I'm looking to move soon. My name is Yvonne. Okay, let's tune in. Do I see you moving? I do see you moving. As far as which month, that I'm not 100% sure on, but I'm going to pull some cards and see if there's any information. It says, reward yourself. You've been giving a lot of yourself lately. It's time for you to receive. Make time to reward yourself in meaningful ways. The balance of giving and receiving is essential to keeping your energy, mood, and motivation at a consistently high level. So maybe this is related to the move and how fast or how slow you having a move, you know, being able to make this move will take has to do with you giving and receiving. And you may have been kind of, because you want to move, maybe like saving and scrimping and I don't know, holding an energetic flow that is, I mean, is holding a state of energy that may be blocking flow of ease and grace for this move. So can you do some things that just feel, you know, that treat yourself with, you know, understanding that you deserve every good thing and that feeling of knowing you deserve to move, you deserve to have good things that you want. that energy, you know, that shifting it up a little bit where it's like you don't have to, it's like maybe you had parents like, you're a little girl, you can't eat your dessert till you do this, or you can't get your chores and then you can go to your friend's house. And it's always this holding a carrot over you. You only deserve good things if you do good things. That feeling, the angels are saying, no, right now you deserve good. And if, when you have that feeling of, I deserve, just not because I did something good, but just because I'm God's child and I am just naturally deserving of every good thing. So when you have that state of receiving, that you're worthy to receive every good thing, I want you to just put your arms up like a chalice facing the sky and just repeat after me. And everyone who's listening, please do this because we all need to accept more abundance. We're often unconsciously blocking it by our, or we're unconsciously blocking good things from happening because we're in a state of constriction. So just repeat after me. I accept good, money, opportunities, my new perfect home to come easily and effortlessly to me now. I accept more fun fuels so I can have adventures. I accept more friendships. I accept massive love from every angle. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. So I feel if you can keep this, whether it's through affirmations, meditation, or that kind of vibration happening, the move will happen faster. So I'm going to say May 1st is likely if you are at that energetic receiving level. So we'll just take some deep breaths, and I'd love to just start, end the show with a quick clearing. We just breathe into our root chakra and just imagine fear leaving your body as you breathe in white light and just affirm, I am safe. We let go of fear, uncertainty, and concerns about health and gas prices and the war and everything, and we just affirm we're safe in our bodies, we're safe on the earth, we deserve to be here. I am safe. And then we move up to our sacral chakra and get into our creative flow. This is where our sexual energy, our passion, our creative, creating humans, creating paintings, music, all kinds of things. We want this to be open and just affirm, I create. And we're in the state of not being attached. We're in a flow state when that is open. So we let go of all attachments to everything that's not for our highest good, and we defer to our higher self will, the will of God. And then we breathe into our solar plexus and picture that sun and just affirm, I am divine. I'm powerful. We breathe into our heart chakra and just repeat that after me. It is safe for me to love. I am love. And the throat chakra, it's a robin's egg blue color. Breathe in white light. It's safe for me to speak my truth, and I speak my truth with love. The third eye chakra, it's safe for me to see. Just picture indigo chakra. I'm profoundly clairvoyant. And our crown chakra is a beautiful violet, hot pinky purple. Just repeat after me. I easily hear and understand the voice of spirit. I listen, I trust, I take guided action. I trust. And we're all in a state of needing to trust. So thank you for tuning in this week. I'm giving you a big hug through the phone, if you, wherever you guys may be. If you want to join the group coaching, please go to liveadivinelife.com and click on group coaching. I love helping people connect with their angels and guides and get peace of mind through my readings. So for more info, you can just visit my website, Live a Divine Life, to learn more about me. You can follow me on social media. I am Angel Shishi on Instagram, and I'm Shishi O'Donnell on Facebook, SHE-SHE. If you'd like to support through a love donation, if you appreciate my work here, you can do that at internationalangelsnetwork.com/Shishi. internationalangelsnetwork.com/Shishi. Much love to everyone. Have a beautiful and blessed week.